Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
I love your aggressive nature. 20 free throw attempts.
Too many,
you put so much pressure.
Too many misses.
Well, you only missed 4, 16 of 20.
That's
but
too many.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you. I saw your reaction when you missed that last one, when you almost kicked the basketball.
What was it? I should be a 90% free throw shooter.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We've got all your action from a pretty okay Tuesday night in the NBA. I'm Dave Dufour, joined by Mo DeKeel, my partner in crime. Mo, how'd you feel about these games tonight? It was better than it looked on paper.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. It wasn't fantastic, but it was interesting. A lot of interesting stuff happened tonight.
All right, well, let's start in Boston where, I mean, look, this was interesting. We got to see Joel Embiid looking a little bit better, like his legs underneath him, put up 35 points in this game against the Celtics. The Celtics, to me, just looked hopeless defensively, trying to guard Embiid. He was super dominant. But, Mo, I think that the story of this game is really the Sixers' defense.
Yeah, no, the Sixers defensively were phenomenal in this game. I was pulling clips and putting them up on Twitter, you know, just their rotations. Even when they would screw up the rotations, Dave, like two guys going to the same person, they are still able to recover and force a turnover out of that. It was really great across the board. And then, you know, funneling the ball into the help with Embiid on the back line. I mean, there was a great play in the third quarter or Embiid off of a pick and roll, stops a Kemba Walker drive, takes away the passing lane to, I think it was Williams who was rolling to the rim in this instance, and then recovers and blocks Kemba Walker's shot. Like, their defense all over this entire game and the rotations was just fundamentally solid and super impressive.
And we've watched them defend well even without Embiid for the last few weeks. I mean, Ben Simmons has just been otherworldly this season to me. But in a game like this, you can really see how Embiid's presence unlocks that defense completely, including Ben Simmons. It allows him to get out and be that defensive playmaker that they love so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's Ben Simmons able to be more aggressive on the perimeter. He's able to kind of pressure guys and put it on him, knowing that if he gets beat, and I mean if, because it's not going to happen a lot. He's not like going to get blown by that often. But if he does, he has Embiid in there in the back line, and he has other guys rotating. Matisse Thybulle was all over the court tonight. Like, he was blocking shots from behind like he does. He's just kind of getting his hand in passing lanes. He's going from stopping one drive, peeling off, and then getting out to the corner, getting beat because he closed out a little too hard, recovering and getting the block. Like, just all of these things from the Sixers defense was really impressive, because their game offensively wasn't great, but it was their defense in this one that was really impressive.
Yeah, Boston didn't have Fournier in this one, and they really missed him. And you could see it with the turnovers. 20 turnovers for the Celtics turned into 21 Philadelphia points. Ben Simmons had 3 steals. They were just getting out and making plays defensively and putting Boston on their heels the entire game.
Yeah, that's all there is to say.
Yeah. Embiid Hey, man, I think he looks just as good as he did before he got hurt. How do you feel about it? He goes to the free throw line 20 times. He's a master. Taco Fall checks into the game and is in the game for about 10 seconds before he, you know, gives up a couple of free throws to Embiid. I mean, it's just otherworldly now.
I mean, Embiid just, he draws fouls. Like, that's what he does. He's really where he's at. But when we're going to know when he's fully back, and I don't necessarily agree with you yet, Dave, just on that he's back in the sense of his mid-range wasn't quite there. And that's sort of what set him apart all season from everybody else. And his years before, like, his mid-range shot was falling at an unbelievable pace. Maybe that doesn't come back to the levels it was pre-injury, but it just, it wasn't there yet. It feels like there's still some rust to work off, but he still looks damn good when he does it.
Yeah, he had one tonight from the mid-range that actually, like, stood out to me. But he's shooting like 50% or more than 50% from the mid-range. So part of why he's having such a great year, shooting the three ball well, you know, was 1 of 5 in this game. But his ability to draw the defense out, I mean, it just left the Celtics in this lurch where you have to choose, do we let Embiid shoot? And he's a 40% three-point shooter this year. Or do we get inside? And Tobias Harris has been able to take advantage of this season.
Yeah, I mean, Harris has been able to just attack off of all the attention Embiid's going to get. It just opens up opportunities for him.
So how do you feel about Philly going into the playoffs? I mean, the defensive lineups that they can run out, I don't think anyone can match that. But can those defensive lineups score enough? I mean, they didn't really light the world on fire offensively in this game against the Celtics, who, I mean, their center rotation is pretty weak right now. They didn't have Tristan Thompson. He's still out with the COVID-19 protocols. You know, do you trust Philly's offense to get enough to allow them to make a run?
I think so. Because they don't have to get that much if they're going to defend at this level. You know, and I think the only time we're really going to be worried about can they score enough is if they play Brooklyn. I think with everybody else, their defense is going to be able to handle pretty much all the issues, and that includes Milwaukee, who's playing out of their minds for this year. And I think I think Philly can handle that and be able to score enough out of that. It's when we get to Brooklyn where I think that's going to be an issue for Philly.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Well, like I said, there was a bunch of other games, so we're going to do our best and try to run through some of these. The Blazers lost to the Clippers 133-116. The first quarter of this game for the Clippers was just insane. They started 9 of 9 from the field, and you could sort of feel like, you know, they were digging the grave for the Blazers. Blazers fought back, and down the stretch, you and I were texting because we were worried that this game was going to maybe go to OT or be close enough for a Dame moment, and it didn't happen because Reggie Jackson shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, first you got to talk about Paul George because he was on fire in the first quarter. It went 5 for 5 to start the game and just continued from there and exploded offensively for the Clippers. Funny thing, though, Dave, is they really gave it all back in the second quarter and allowed the Blazers to cut the lead to 7 in the second quarter. They ended up blowing everything open in the third quarter and go from there. But, you know, it's one of those things with the Clippers. That's the stuff. That first half was basically their entire season in a nutshell. Great first quarter, terrible second quarter. Great win one night, terrible loss the next.
Big win for the Bulls over the Pacers, 113-97. Nikola Vucevic, I mean, he's a perfect fit next to LaVine. 32 points, 17 rebounds. How good does that duo look right now?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good in the future as they get more time together. I think they're still learning each other and figuring things out. The important thing here about this pairing is it really makes the reads very easy for LaVine. I think, you know, he's a good passer when it's easy reads. He's a not so good passer when he's when it's a complex reader. He's really got to figure out how to get that weak side corner hit, and this makes it easier for him.
The Raptors got beat by the Lakers 110-101, but they didn't get beaten up, Mo. We did have a fight in this game. There's probably going to be some fines, maybe a suspension. Mo, tell me a fight story.
Yeah, when I was in junior college, really my first season in basketball, our 6'6 wing player and 6'9 power forward slash center were getting into a fight. And, you know, I go running in there to break it up, all 5'10 of me. And I noticed later that nobody else had jumped in. So, of course, when I asked the assistant coach, you know, why was I the only one there? Mind you, I was smaller than him. And he just looked at me and goes, "We don't get paid enough to do this."
Nobody thinks about the normal size human beings involved in these basketball scuffles.
Dave,
guys,
if I got
remember
hit,
the referees and assistant coaches. That's all I'm asking.
Dave, if I got hit with just half of a punch, I'd be out for 3 days.
The Grizzlies get a big win over the Miami Heat. They're now 2 games over .500 and have a full game lead over the Spurs for that vaunted 8th seed that everyone is clamoring for. I got a question for you, Mo, and this one's a little bit more big picture. Ja Morant had kind of a rough game, whatever, but there's an argument to be made that Jonas Valanciunas has actually been the best player for Memphis this season. He had 20-10 in this one, 7-9 from the field. I mean, he's just been fantastic for them all year.
The reason why, more than anything else, is they haven't had Jaren Jackson back yet from the MCL injury, and I think Jonas has been able to hold the fort for them. I mean, I think this is his 30th double-double for the Grizzlies this season, and he's just been the backbone for them.
And, you know, the Denver Nuggets, I know you're tired of talking about them, Mo, but they just continue to roll. They got another win tonight. They are now winners of 6 straight, 15 of their last 18, and 5-0 since the Aaron Gordon trade. I mean, look, I know that we all expect LeBron and Anthony Davis to come back healthy. But, like, the Nuggets are in the driver's seat right now, aren't they? They look great.
They beat the Pistons, Dave, on the second night of a back-to-back. Like, let's relax here a little bit. It wasn't like they beat any world beaters in that sense. They did the job they're supposed to do. But if, in terms of the driver's seat, if the Lakers are healthy, they're not. They're sitting. They're maybe in the passenger seat.
Well, all right. One last thing as we wrap up. Look, when referees blow calls, we hammer them. I mean, that's the royal we. Maybe not me necessarily, but we, the media, fans, everyone. So I thought it was a good idea when I saw a referee do something smart that we should point it out on the show. And Mo, I want your take on this. Down the stretch in the Warriors-Bucks game, Brook Lopez skies and gets a block, and it is so close to being a goaltend. The referee, Mark Davis, calls the goaltend so that he's able to go get a clear look at the replay to make sure that it was a goaltend or not. How did you feel about that? I know it disrupted the game flow, and you know that's a pet peeve of mine, but I thought this was worth it to make sure you got it right.
Yeah, I mean, it worked perfectly in that instance. I don't know if a lot of referees would do that. I'm not 100% sure that's what the ref did in that instance. I think he just thought it was a goaltend and then said, "Oh, I can go review this and let's go do that." I'm not sure one way or the other, but still, it worked. They looked at it. Hey, not a goaltend. Keep it moving.
Yeah, let's just speed those things up. Should take about 15 seconds. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the other basketball shows that we have across the Athletic Podcast Network. We've got the Athletic NBA show, and we got No Dunks. Go check those out. Go to theathletic.com/dailyding if you haven't already signed up. Thank you guys for listening to us as always. Mo, do the honors.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic.
See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.